I'm Alia Hartley with The Morning Set, and I'm sitting in the studio today with Khalil and Raina, and they are Craving Denver. The duo tours the Denver area in search of food, and you can follow their never-ending foodie adventures on Instagram and TikTok at Craving Denver, and that is Craving with a K. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Great.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
So tell us how you guys both got started with Craving Denver, and what was the motivation for doing these foodie adventures?
So aside from the obvious, we love food. For me, you know, I grew up going to restaurants with my family. We were very, you know, privileged to do that for sure. But my dad always wanted us to try new foods. And that was just kind of a bonding experience for my family. And then, you know, once we got into it, we realized we could make an impact on local businesses and small businesses, stuff like that.
And so how often are you guys finding new spots in Denver to try? And what specifically are you looking for when you're critiquing food and cocktails and all the sorts?
We find stuff pretty often. There's so many good food spots here in Denver. The list is pretty much never ending. What we're looking for, we like to try to highlight, you know, minority-owned businesses. So whether that's Black-owned, Latina, woman-owned, queer-owned, those are kind of things that we really try to make sure we highlight and get people into their restaurants.
And do you guys have a specific favorite cuisine, if you had to choose?
We do have a favorite cuisine. We love like Asian food, sushi, Japanese food, stuff like that. But as far as what we post, we really try to do a variety of stuff.
How about cooking? Do you guys like cooking at home when you're not touring the Denver foodie scene?
We cook during the week. We usually only go out to eat on the weekend, so during the week, we'll do Meatless Mondays, and then Tuesdays, we do New Recipe Tuesday, so we'll find whether it's a new type of fish to cook or just a different chicken type recipe. Outside of that, we don't really eat pork or red meat, so it's usually salmon and shrimp or, you know, that kind of stuff with whatever type of grain we want to do for the day.
Pretty simple.
Very nice. This may be a tough one, but if someone were coming to Denver to visit for the first time, top three picks, if you could give them out.
This is controversial, but for our best fine dining experience that we've ever had was definitely Wolf's Tailor. So that would be for, okay, like, you know, if you want to spend a little bit. Nice. Second would be Softa. Delicious Middle Eastern cuisine. Amazing. Everybody loves Softa. And then third would have to be Mukja. It's a Korean street food truck. It's excellent.
We love them.
It's excellent.
So we're going to do some rapid fire picks. I'm going to ask you a best of ? Here in Denver. And first thing that comes to mind, just let us know. So best cocktail in Denver.
Cosmonaut. Cosmonaut at Garden Grace. Mm-hmm. Really pretty.
Best tacos in Denver.
Tacos El Matate.
All right. Best ramen.
Uncle.
Okay. Best soul food in Denver?
Harlem's Trap Kitchen, by far.
Very nice. Most underrated spot in Denver?
Most underrated spot would probably be Beirut Grill.
Okay. Best fried chicken?
We love Korean fried chicken, so mano mano.
Best date night spot in Denver?
Cooper Lounge, for sure.
Best patio in Denver?
Probably Recess.
How about best pizza?
Blue Pan, yeah.
That's my favorite too.
Yeah, they're hard to beat.
Deep dish, yes, all day. Good. Best place to eat while listening to music in Denver?
Federalis, that place is lit.
Okay. Best locally owned spot in Denver?
Locally owned spot would probably be La Diabla.
Yes.
Awesome, that's right by us.
Yeah.
We
so
love
good.
It. We had so them on Eats and Beats a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Two for one pozole on Thursdays.
Yes. So what's coming up with Craving Denver next? Where are you guys heading to?
Oh man, we have a list. We have a list of spots that
like
we actually are really
things.
Bad at deciding, so we just randomize it.
Okay,
yeah, we just
awesome.
Have like Google or Alexa pick random number.
We are partners with Chicken Fight Fest and Top Taco. For Chicken Fight Fest, we have a discounted link in our bio on Instagram, mm-hmm. and then for Top Taco, we actually have an affiliate code.
Yeah,
it's
that we
Craving
just got
15.
Today.
Yeah, Craving 15 with a K. So it's coming up.
It's coming
Very
up.
Very cool. So tell folks again one more time how they can reach you on the socials.
Yes. So we are on Instagram. That is our main social media outlet. So it's Craving Denver with a K.
Raina and Khalil with Craving Denver. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you
so
much.
Thank you for having us.